60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But first, since the beginning of time, people have referred to breakfast as the most important meal of the day.
I love breakfast.
So if that's true, then what you choose to eat for breakfast should also be your most important decision of the day.
That's true.
And recently, a team of psychologists came out with a list of what your breakfast choices say about your personality.
Ooh, okay.
Really?
Yeah, let's go over that list. If you like oatmeal,
I love oatmeal.
Gross.
There's typically a real solid chance that you have your life together.
Oh, of course, Brooke loves oatmeal.
I do love oatmeal.
But you're most likely living a boring, monotonous life.
Hey!
And you're looking for an escape.
Excuse me, I dress my oatmeal up with brown sugar and raisins.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Way to live on the edge.
Maybe sometimes I throw some nuts in there.
Uh-oh.
If you like avocado toast for breakfast,
ooh,
it says,
I like that too.
You're the type of person who's always trendy, a huge fan of brunch, and you probably take 40 pictures of your breakfast every morning, trying to get the perfect shot for Instagram.
Yeah.
If you like sugary cereals, then you're 8.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it says... You're 8 and you don't know how nutrition works.
Well, that
sounds about right.
How are you guys doing?
If you're eating it in your 20s, you're stuck in a rut, is what they say.
Uh-oh, okay.
Belgian waffles and pancakes. If you're diving into a stack of pancakes every morning,
whoa,
you're probably as sweet, kind, and gentle as a Disney princess.
I would see
or
that.
You have diabetes.
Well, probably both.
Yeah, or at least on your way to it.
Though,
yeah.
Fast food breakfast. Chances are you're likely battling a personal issue of some sort.
Dude, someone just was literally about to take a bite, I'm sure, of their McMuffin.
And they're just like,
he's right.
He's right. If you like eggs, you're the classic all-American guy or gal.
Yeah.
And your pick of breakfast is as mainstream as the rest of your life choices. You are a follower.
Oh, man.
That's what they say.
It drives me nuts.
About
no matter
eggs.
What restaurant we go to, my husband will always order 2 eggs and bacon. I'm like, it tastes the same.
It's prepared
like,
the same
why
way.
Are we even going out? I can make you this at home.
Yeah, I always order that too when I go out for breakfast. And I'm like,
crazy. This
is such a waste of money.
Yes!
I get them poached. I'm like, I'm going fancy, guys. I don't know how to poach an egg, so I'm getting poached.
But at least that's something you can't do it. You can't do it at home.
Yeah.
A lot of people can, but you can't.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? I've drawn a name out of the hat because I had the shock caller last and I can't open the paper. And I got my own name. Shouldn't have opened it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got the shock caller. While I'm putting that on, Jeff, please read me the shock caller question of the day.
According to the National Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are over 270 million non-fatal workplace injuries that occur in the U.S. every year. And recently, a list came out of the most injury-prone jobs in America. And to be clear, these are different than the most deadly jobs with the highest number of fatalities.
Okay.
This refers to the jobs where employees have the greatest chance of getting a non-fatal injury while on the clock. Number 4 is professional chef. Number 3 is police officers. Number 2 is electricians. But what's the number 1 most hazardous job in the U.S.?
Hairstylist. Cut your hands with those scissors.
Yeah.
It could be, actually. I don't know.
And curling irons. I don't know how they don't hurt themselves all the time.
True.
I mean, if you're going to do electrician as second, do you just do general contractors as like a construction worker?
Yeah, construction worker.
Mm-hmm.
Also, factory worker.
Yeah.
Those could be injured all the time.
Yeah.
Like on purpose, I think.
No,
I would.
Like,
I would injure myself on purpose. Because then I get to take time off.
What other physical labor jobs would
there
be?
What about a car mechanic? Like, I'm just trying to think of people who have, like, beat up hands or.
Wow, you know, actually, that's a good one because they lift a lot too, right? Like, different parts and.
Yeah, but
stuff drops on
them. You read it one more time. I just want to hear the list again.
According to
you can do the whole question if you want to. hear all that.
A list recently came out of the most injury-prone jobs in America. It's different than the most deadly jobs. I'm talking about the jobs that have the greatest chance of getting a non-fatal injury. Number 4 is professional chef. 3 is police officer. 2 is electrician. What's the number 1 most hazardous job in America?
Because you're just doing nothing but lifting and squatting all day long. Like a UPS driver.
I was just thinking mail
servers. You know, mailman. Post office worker, because they have so
and
many packages.
All the dogs that they have to deal with.
Yeah. Dogs!
I actually was thinking the same thing when Jose, which is
dogs.
Always scary. Like, I'm like, oh, God, I'm on the same brain.
I'm going to go with a completely different answer than we've talked about.
Really?
Oh, okay.
At all, just because I think I read a long time ago this is a job where people get injured a lot, but loggers.
No, they're the number one most killed.
I'm going loggers regardless.
Okay.
Loggers.
They also don't die a lot, so.
According to the National Bureau of Labor Statistics, the most injury-prone jobs in America where employees have the highest risk of suffering non-fatal injuries are: number 5 is firefighters with a 10% chance of getting hurt on the job. 4 is professional chefs. 3 is police officers, 2 is electricians, and the number 1 most hazardous job with a 13.6 chance that employees will suffer a non-fatal injury is at a work environment where you're extremely likely to get scratched, bitten, or mauled on a daily basis. Talking about pet store employees.
That makes so much
That's
sense.
I would have never thought that.
No,
but
me neither.
The dogs did come into play.
Yeah, they did.
Tough job. Okay, a listener named Maria emailed us actually for the song today. She wants us to sing the happy birthday song.
Oh, so I'll sing.
Is it her birthday or just
Maria?
I don't know.
No, she just likes that song.
Wanted to hear it.
You know, I've never met anybody who that's favorite.
Shot callers on. Here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Maria. Happy birthday to you.
Wow. That was
heartfelt.
You don't get invited to a lot of birthday parties, too.
Not really, no.
Moving 92.5.
The healthcare career you want. In just 9 months, you could be working as a medical assistant, dental assistant, pharmacy technician, or veterinary assistant. Respected and rewarding jobs with real opportunities to earn, learn, and grow. You know you can do this, and so do we. Pima Medical has helped thousands graduate and find jobs since 1972. We're with you every step, building confidence by practicing what you'll be doing in your career. Yes, you can get there from here.
9 months is all the time that stands between you and a career as a pharmacy technician. Go to PMI.edu, fill out the form, talk to us, and take a tour. That's how close your future really is with Pima Medical Institute. For consumer information, visit PMI.edu/consumer info.
We've all been there. Your doctor orders a lab and your coverage provider raises a red flag. Suddenly, your road to recovery got that much longer. That's why at Kaiser Permanente, we offer connected healthcare and coverage that link together with your doctors, specialists, pharmacies, and labs. When your healthcare and healthcare coverage link together, getting better sooner is easier. We are Kaiser Permanente, and that's just another way we're helping our members thrive. Visit kp.org/hellowashington to learn more.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of Washington.
Oh, she's perfect. I want to name her Pancakes, after my pancakes. But then again, my omelets would be really upset if I didn't name her after my great omelets.
Pancakes is a queenly name, honey, but omelets is presidential.
Maybe I can have another one real quick so we can use both. Nope, I'm spent. Let's just go to IHOP. They have tons of big omelets, all with a side of pancakes, so we don't have to choose.
Come on, new baby. We're going to IHOP.
All kinds of omelets served with pancakes, pancakes, pancakes. IHOP.
Thanks to 1-800-DUIOA, I got another brand new phone tap coming up at 7:20.
Mention Bartell Drugs and you're bound to hear, I love Bartells. That's where I got my dog's sweater, / phone case, / Funko Pop figures. They have the funnest stuff. And even though funnest isn't a word, we're really flattered. Because for over 125 years, it's been Bartell's goal to be your partner in health and wellness, which includes a reasonable dose of fun, too. It's why we offer products from over 150 fellow local companies, including unique, special items you'll only find on our shelves. It's not your typical drugstore experience, and we're proud of that. So if you're already a Bartels fan, thank you from the bottom of our entire thank you card section. And if you wonder what can make folks profess their love for a drugstore, Come see for yourself.
Shop locally owned Bartell Drugs this week and discover big savings on Premier Value brand First Aid. Great product, great value. Buy one, get